What's up?
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to About Even. I'm on betting show on the planet. Brought to you our good friends at Ned's. Sorry, I just got back from a wrangle.
It was a good wrangle, I'll give you that.
It was a great wrangle.
Yeah.
It was a great wrangle.
Especially with him getting called back for no try.
Yeah.
When it was clearly a try.
Clearly a try. Yeah. And then he came back and scored. Now, these pants I'm wearing that you can't see are very tight, and they will rip at some point during this show. That is a guarantee. Listen, dude, when you go on a wrangle, now obviously I've written the book on how to wrangle after that one. You got to take an Englishman with you. That's just the way it is. Herbie Farmworth, a weird, gawpy Englishman, he helped me to wrangle the Stags. It had narrative, it had yarn, it had honesty, it had truth, you know, it had laughter, it had love, it had sadness, you know, and again, the sadness when the trial was taken away from me, and then it was given back to me.
Yep.
So just, how's everyone doing?
That was a great wrangle. There's no denying it.
Some were calling it a Hall of Fame, even get it up on the board sort of stuff. I'm not asking for that.
Hall of Fame wrangle.
Well, but like some were saying, get it up on the board.
Well, it's not an immortal bet.
No. So.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
You're saying Hall of Fame.
I'm not saying anything.
No, but that's what you said. But the board behind us is an immortal board.
Yeah.
So you're wildly off.
I'm not saying anything, dude. I'm merely I'm just telling you what other people are saying, what the word on the street is.
Yeah, what you're saying about
yourself. I'm not saying shit, dude. I'm not saying shit. Anyway, was everyone well? How are we all doing?
Good, man.
Yeah?
Another shit week. Really, like, yeah. It was. I mean, Tom had a great wrangle, but it was a shit week on the whole. Yeah. There's no getting away from it.
There wasn't a vibe about last weekend, I don't reckon.
There wasn't. I mean, it started well. You thought to yourself, fuck, we might be on here. A lot of narrative, a lot of yarn. He's wrangled a Stags. This has got a feel-good Disney movie energy about it. Wasn't to be. Tom finishes the week 2 from 10 minus 0.01 units. So, like, do you know what I'm trying to say, punters and dribblers? It was still a red week.
Still won, though.
You won, but it was a red week. That's the point I'm trying to make, Tom.
Yep.
Lippy, none from 9, minus 3.92. I'm none from 10. Fucking shit house. I've had a bad month. Minus 9.7. Sebo, none from 10.
Yeah.
Minus 12.57.
Yeah. And what are our totals now? Like, dude, 600 or something?
You guys are getting so close to me, it's not funny.
Minus 38.02. Sebo just in front. Oh. I'm 38.26, so 0.24 in it.
But I would say even if I won with all of us on here, like, it's not a win. Someone needs to come out and bring some respectability back to the units.
Listen,
you know what
it's
I mean?
Not going
to – You need a hero. You can't just do, you know, all come like minus fucking 30 and someone wins.
Maybe I'm that fucking hero. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm that guy. You got a sight on it? I didn't need a sight.
I didn't know you could still buy stuff like that these days.
Why?
Because, like, didn't they, like, toy guns and stuff at schools?
No,
they
I think that's like helicopter pussy pants.
Yeah.
Like,
but remember back at, like, the Mossvale show, Easter show, you'd get, like, almost replica, Desert Eagles, like, metal cap guns.
Well, I think they're probably a little on the nose, but you're not going to rob a bank with this thing, are you?
No, you take down a Stag. That's all you do. These are wrangling weapons.
Yes. That's my point is, bringing down a Stag is not quite the same.
I just think... The toy gun section at Toys R Us has shrunk considerably since the 90s.
Well, I thought Toys R Us had gone into receivership.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it's the Kmart section.
You know what I mean? There are still toy stores out there. Again, though, like, it's a sad... Yeah. The people who try and say, oh, if you got a toy gun, you're going to be a shooter. Like, that's not the way it works. That's just not it. It's about having a bit of
those
fun.
Those same people say that GTA, Vice City, and, like, the GTA games are creating bad youth.
Yeah.
No, you know what? It's probably like dragging the kid to church on a Sunday, not letting him play Vice City.
Yeah. It's you not letting your kid live.
Yeah.
That's what's doing it.
My parents didn't let me eat a lot of sugar growing up. Now look at me. Now I'm a sugar addict.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Exactly,
like,
right.
That's what it is.
Well, mate, the oppressed kid's the most rebellious.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Now, just quickly, let's get to this leaderboard here, Eddie, because are we going to go through the games? I mean, obviously, I had one of the great wrangles. No, the greatest wrangle of all time.
Well, I was just finishing. I'm 0.24 behind Sebo. Tom, you're third, 56.8. The Lippy, fourth, 81.36.
Can I
say
this?
The Lippy reeking of running out of cash.
Yeah, you guys have now lost to the Lippy 3 weeks in a row. You two, John.
Yep.
Just for whatever that's worth.
It's worth something.
It's worth something, for sure.
It's not worth nothing.
No. And the good thing about my week this week, now, I'm negative 0.01 units from last week. That's basically me just holding the fucking wall. You know what I mean? I'm just defending the wall, and you guys are fucking slowly coming.
No,
back
no. If you're positive, maybe. Maybe.
No, but you're. I mean, I do. I lose no, nothing.
I tell you why
nothing.
You lose nothing because you put 50-1 bets on.
Whatever.
Most of the time,
you
so you don't lose
are
anything.
Back to the pack.
At
it
least we're
matter.
Trying to like actually get a bet that goes off.
Well,
right?
I am because I fucking rang. I'm the only one that got a bet that went off. So what are you talking about? And it was a modest, respectful 775 for Broncos -8, Herbie and Stags. And I get the privilege of a Hall of Fame bet to fucking go with it. I'm also the only person who's wrangled a Bradman best and a Stags. So I'm starting to get a fucking, you know, I am a wrangler now. Like, it's official. I am the wrangler on the show.
You're the wrangler?
I've wrangled a Bradman best double, mind you. And I've got a Stags with an English storyline twist.
You're minus 56 units, though. So let's
but I'm a wrangler. Yeah, but I'm a wrangler. I mean? I'm a wrangler.
You've had one of the worst seasons of all time. Well, in fact, yeah. You've had the worst
season. This is the worst season of all time by someone.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
That's minus 50. That's the season's still going.
Yeah, but it's but currently.
To this point, mate, you guys are like fucking 3 units away from me. You just wait. Look, yeah, you can't be talking all that shit when you're both minus 38 fucking proud Australian units. Come on, guys.
Just a hiccup, mate. Hiccup along the way.
Okay. You might be dying of hiccups at this rate. Anyway, all I'm saying is a great wrangler. Do we want to go through these games? Like, I mean...
Not real. Like, we can.
We can.
But it's a lot of red.
It's a lot of
red.
It's
a lot of fucking it gives a shit.
Any, yeah,
Broncos,
whatever.
Tom
yeah.
hits.
Tigers plus 21.5 was a line begging to be pounded. No one pounded it correctly.
So Tigers 21 and
I took
half
it.
Into Trell 2 plus is fucking madness.
Bad beat. I took it.
Eels got humped, so that fucked us all.
Yep.
I was a hopper away in the Marju in the Knights game. I had Marju and Young. Hopper didn't want to get around me. That's annoying. Some homoles come off, but nothing else comes off. A Penrith win comes off in the Penrith game 28-0. Do you know what I'm trying to say here? Am I
there
painting
is
an appropriate
red everywhere.
Picture?
Like, there hasn't
yeah,
been
you
this
know,
many
it's red.
Red legs.
No, it's look, my Manly one, right? So it was Manly 13 plus, Homole 2 plus, cooler. I got a cooler and a Homole, and at one point Manly was winning 13 plus and looking like they were going to do the damn thing. I was so close to one of the great fucking bets of all time before everything changed.
Until you didn't get it.
Until you didn't get the margin nor the try scorer.
Yep. Yeah. Very close. Yep. Very, very close.
So a lot of red punts and dribblers. I don't know what's going on with the league right now, but it's fucking hard to pick.
Yep.
It's really, really difficult. Some games you're like, okay, I can see who's going to win this, but then the try scorers just go, nah, I'm going to sleep.
The fact
not
that
interested.
You couldn't wrangle a single critter, Sebo, in the Panthers' 28-0 defeat of the Sharks, that's tough.
Mm. When all you'd heard for the last 6 months is how fucked the Sharks' right edge, left,
yep,
edge, left yep. edge is. And you can't even land a critter.
No. No.
And I also got fucked pretty hard on my... my fish bet.
I mean, I
that
think...
line, that line, which I was very bullish on, and then Hammer not scoring, it was all very. I was.
But like, what do you mean? Like dogs
well,
versus fish?
Exactly. So by that thinking, we were both equally fucked.
Yeah. Yep. We were.
I had fish -3.5 punters into a Hammer. Like
you got your balance.
I got my balance. The big thick presence. Mm. 10 to 10,000. I'll be honest with you. I didn't put any of these bets on last week, and thank God I didn't. Because I'm
you
doing,
didn't put
I'm
out so, 10 to 10,000s on.
No, I didn't. Not last week, and thank God I didn't, because it was just another bad week. We hit two, but we lost two. You know what I mean? We need 4 from 4, gentlemen.
Yeah,
that's
well,
what
I
we
got
need.
Mine, dude.
That's what
one.
We need, Sebo.
Yeah,
we need to lift.
Yeah, I know.
We need to lift.
You haven't
mate.
Got one for fucking weeks.
Well, I think, yeah, I haven't. But
how
like,
hard is it to pick one?
I need to be motivated. I need to be motivated by the leader of the fucking segment. Eddie needs to bloody motivate me and get me back on track because I've fallen.
How do you want me to motivate you?
I don't know. Give a speech or something.
Yeah,
but like,
Seb, I mean, Eddie, you haven't been very motivational, and I'm still doing my bit despite your lack of motivation for everyone. But like, you need to fucking step it up.
You need me to motivate.
You got
to
do
me to
way more than you're doing. All right. Way more. You can't even tell us what days we're doing.
Yeah, but that's more about
nah,
you. I'm having to tell everyone
you're
else.
A fucking joke.
Your laziness gets under my skin.
It's not laziness. We all needed your help. Seb was asking the same thing.
It arcs back to your upbringing.
Seb was asking the same thing.
You know what I mean? Back when you had your ass wiped for you at the age of 15. Yeah.
Who didn't have their ass wiped for them?
Don't know how to do it. The old term when you ask him to put a new PlayStation game in the thing and he's lying right next to it. Don't know how to do it.
Mate, no, Sebo, you asked the same question. You said, what day am I doing?
Don't know how to do it.
What day are we doing?
Turn the TV off.
Thank God
don't
for
know
that.
How. He does it with his own wife as well. She does everything for him.
Yeah, she's my greatest supporter. Yeah. I love her dearly. And then Eddie's my work wife. And he needed to tell me what was going on. And he didn't do it.
Nah, I didn't. I'll motivate us later on, though, boys. No, I'll motivate you, Sebo. Fuck, Tom.
Well, I don't need motivation because I'm obviously delivering for the fucking table here for the team. Again, unlike you two fucks. Should we get to some betting, though, friends?
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, you didn't.
It's a good ass work. There we go.
Oh.
There we go. Jesus. I can live now. Jesus Christ. What?
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Needed to be ripped. Now,
lucky you've got undies on your cunt, otherwise it would have been a...
No, yeah, you'd be seeing...
You wouldn't be seeing much, but you'd be seeing a lot of it. Who's our lippy this week, Sebo?
His name is... Hold on one second, give me...
Can we guess? I want to guess his name.
Yeah.
Holden Caulfield.
I'll give you a clue.
Troy.
Close, I think. He's
Troy Cassidaly.
But he's the same name as Will Ferrell plays in a movie when he plays a politician.
I haven't seen that movie.
Cam Brady. Cam Brady is his name.
His name's Cam Brady.
Okay. And, yeah, Cam Brady, and he had a big spiel about that, and he loves the fact that Will Ferrell is called Cam Brady in a movie.
Why does he love that?
Because that's his
it's
name.
Been part, yeah, he sent me a photo twice of Will Ferrell as Cam Brady, and that was his, like, outline. He's hit some all right bets, couple of Akai bowls and things like that, but just did a big big pitch.
Yep, okay. Yep. All right, we'll take that. Welcome, Cam Brady, highlight of your life, having your name in a Will Ferrell movie, which I get.
That's sad. Just is.
Well, let's hope we can give him a new highlight.
But I know what it's like. When I was growing up, the only Sebastian was the fucking crab in Little Mermaid. You know what I mean?
But that's when you're 6 years old, mate.
Yes. That's good.
You know what I mean? You should have found more highlights by now. That's all I'm saying.
All right. First game, Roosters Seagulls, SCG. Roosters are favourites for some fucking reason, which is a complete
joke. Doesn't make sense.
$1.60. The Seagulls, $2.35. And considering we beat them last game, the line, 3.5, over under 43.5. Rando, what are you thinking? What's happening? Positive vibes.
One of the first times I'll agree with you in that Seagulls odds are complete joke. Great value here for them, considering they've won 3 of their last 4 games and the Roosters have lost 3 of their last 4 games. The Roosters have also lost their last 3 home games. And my personal favourite stat is that the Roosters haven't won at an oval-shaped ground this season. They lost at the Gabba, they lost at the SCG, and they also lost at Cogra, which, if you've ever been to that ground, is actually shaped in an oval.
It's also a shithole.
It is a shithole too.
Cogra Oval. Is that the giveaway?
Like, as in what?
If it's got oval at the end of it, is it an oval shape? It's great, generally speaking.
Yeah, well, Brookvale Oval, is it an oval shape?
Great point.
Well, it's a great point.
Thank
great
you.
Point.
Thank you.
Interesting point.
Yeah. Everyone's making really good points today.
No worries. So take Manly to win. For try scorers, though, I do like the Roosters try scorers here. The opposing right centre has had a day out against Manly in their last 4 games. They've had a total 3 line breaks, 3 try involvements, and also averaging 7 tackle breaks per game. Joey Manu, he scored in each of his last 2 and averaged 11 tackle breaks in those last 2 games against Manly. Manly, on the other hand, they're leaking 29% of their tries down their left edge, with Brad Parker conceding the second most of any player from the Seagulls. So Joey Manu, pretty good value there as well. But I do like Manly, just reinforcing that point.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want you to know that I won't have Brad Parker's name slighted like that on
the
show.
Sorry, apologies to Brad Parker.
I won't have that. Joey Manu doesn't know how to score tries, we know that.
Yeah,
and Brad Parker's a fucking beast.
You know what I mean? Like, I was in love with Manu, like, 20 weeks ago.
Listen, 2023 hasn't been kind to Joey Manu. Like, I love Joey Manu. Yeah. great player, but it's not been a great year for Joey.
Now, Brad Crummy gets hat-trick.
No, not Joey.
Not against our Brad. Oh, listen, I'm just keeping it simple, stupid. Manly win because Manly win. I'm not doing lines or any of that bullshit. They're paying 260 or whatever the fuck it was. Manly win. And then I'm going back to what I had last week, and it's just Homola and Stubby. Simple. We're going left all the, we're going right all the time. DCE's fucking doing the damn thing at the moment. I like it. I love it. I like it and I love it. So it's a Homola, it's a Stubby, it's a Manly win. 16-22. I think that's a very good bet.
Very good bet. I'm very similar, Tom. I like the right edge. Obviously, Roosters being favourites is a fucking disgrace to rugby league football. It's a disgrace to the Manly Seagulls. It's a disgrace to the game. It's a disgrace to the fucking forefathers who had the vision to go fuck you to rugby union and split the game. It's a disgrace to them, those men. Seagulls win and win well. Homola, in a rich vein of form, starting to score rugby league tries again, goes over. And Jason Saab, fastest man in the world, could win gold at the Olympics if he chose to. $10.70.
Yep, I like it. Saab's starting to believe.
No, he's
starting to really believe.
I think he started to believe, Tom, and now I think he believes.
Yeah. I'd go with that. I believe you.
You can't buy belief either.
No, you can't.
You can't go down the shops and buy belief.
You've got to find.
You've got to find it. You've got to go out into the world and find belief. There's no belief stores, punters and jibbers. There's no belief trees.
You can't go and wrangle belief. But you can find it.
You can. But you got to want to look for it. You got to know where to look for it. You got to want to find it.
Yeah.
Sebo, do you believe?
I don't believe. I believe that the Roosters season is shot, and I believe once their season's shot that they'll turn something around a little bit.
Shot, sorry.
So I'm actually backing the Roosters. I don't love it, but I'm backing it just because I hate the Roosters, but I think it's going to be funny that they start clicking after they're already finished. So I think they win this game.
I like that, actually. I like that angle. Not for this game.
Yeah, but I think that's what's going to happen, and it's going to be hilarious when it does. Because the Roosters, I had them to come like, win the premiership almost.
A lot of people.
Right?
I think everyone did.
Everyone did, right? And it's now they'll click and it'll be hilarious.
Well, so Trent can't coach.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to get rid of the assistants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Assistants problem.
No, it's a Trent Robinson can't coach.
Yeah, needs immortals, all that like kind of stuff. And I think he's going to get this game. I do, but I don't like the odds, but I'm just doing it because, to be honest, I don't like this matchup.
50 bucks side bet on you, Sebo, just to a W, just for W. Yep. Give me my fuck. Is that mine? Are we even sure? Are we even sure that's mine over there? Eddie's fucking got his grubby little mitts. You doing it as well?
Have shit in the woods, mate. There you go.
You put up a hundo, bud.
Well,
put a hundo up, you fucking weak dog.
There you go.
Even though I've technically got the most in the...
might have been another...
someone might have dipped back into the funds.
There might have been an origin dipping. Yeah. I don't know, I can't remember.
Was it an origin dipping or was it just a... It was a dipping. It was a dipping.
Bit of guac.
I don't know if it was orange.
I don't think it was. I think it was just a dip. Now, what is
well,
Tom
Roosters
Brady
win. Homola Tupou, 1066.
That's Sebs.
Over sub Tupou, 619. Is that the bet?
Yeah, what was the over-under again? Just so I can re-equate myself. 43.5. I reckon that's probably all right.
It's probably okay.
It's probably okay. Neither
Manly teams. Win and win well though. Let's just finish the game on that.
Yep. Two of the teams win that win should well. Have been in the eight, but have been pretty disappointing.
And Manly, we've already had a look at their run home. Will make the eight.
Look, I like Manly.
Sharks miss out. Manly go in.
Clip that, by the way. I like Manly.
I like him.
Knights may replace Cowboys.
No, they won't.
Shut up, Rando. Turn Rando's mic off. Next game. Titans Warriors Seabus Super Stadium. Titans 320. The Warriors off the bye, $1.35. The line, 9.5 points. Over under 47.5. Gold Coast Titans points. You'd never see a short or a small unders when it's a Titans game. Rando, what's up?
Obviously, the Warriors are fresh off a bye and will be looking to break their 3-game losing streak against the Titans. I think this is the team to do it. They have been unreal of late, winning 5 of their last 7 games by 13-plus points. Meanwhile, Gold Coast have lost 13-plus in both games they have played coming... I'm going to start that again.
Rando, what's up?
I'm just trying to
start again, Rando.
Start again
what
from
is
the
up?
Top. What the fuck? No, Gold Coast have lost by 13-plus points to every team they've played who have come off a bye when the Titans have played the week before. So they lost to the Dragons when the Dragons came off a bye, and they also lost to, I believe, the Tigers. You know what? Fuck this segment. I'm fucking off.
You know what? Really
Titans
going to
lose 13-plus. Right. I'm just going to rule it there. AKP for try scorers here, fellas. In all five 13-plus losses that the Titans have lost, they've averaged 23 points against them. We know he is unstoppable, and when he's in space, he's made 10 line breaks in his last five games. The Warriors, they've conceded a line break in each of their last four games to a left winger. So you got to put in AKP there. Fuck, I'm done. I'm out.
Thanks, Rando. Really good, mate. Everyone, that was the last time Rando will appear on this show.
Listen. Follow Rando this week at your own fucking peril. Yeah. I mean, follow Rando generally at your own peril, right? Yeah, but exactly. I think this week in particular.
How are your ribs? Is it a rib-based thing here?
Yeah, I think that was a rib-based thing.
Yeah,
I think
look, I'm happy one to less let rib you blame the ribs there if you must. Eddie, what are you doing?
Last week in the Knights Raiders game, I went the Wicked Wings bet. I explained it last week. Wicked Wings come in threes. I'm a huge fan of Wicked Wings. That hasn't changed in the last 7 days. I haven't been able to enjoy any Wicked Wings personally, Tom, because I'm trying to rip, trying to shred, trying to cut.
Yep.
But God knows that when I'm finished cutting, Wicked Wings come back into my life. God knows that. Also, this Saturday morning, Ella's away. We've got the Hacker Major on Friday. Maybe poor decisions will be made. I'm not gonna insist on that happening, but it might. Semi DWZ Carney P. Last week I had Hopper instead of Rappiner, but this week Semi DWZ and Carney. Those three boys have scored a fuckload of rugby league tries this year, like a disgusting amount. 671 for the three of them. Don't like lines, don't like results.
If it means anything to you, I moved house yesterday and just I was thrilled as soon as I opened Uber Eats that I saw a Charcoal Charlie's was near.
Oh,
I ordered three Devil Wings as well. Yeah, like three exactly. So and you can imagine like Carney P is a Devil Wing, DWZ definitely a Devil Wing. Semi, I don't know, probably. But look,
Philip Sammy's got a bit of fucking devil and wicked wing about him.
But look, this game for me, this like call me crazy, but as a punter, this might be the one game that you actually like most excited about over the weekend, or at least top three. Like it's kind of a like the game before Roosters Seagulls. It's like when you're going out with some mates, like where are we going? And they get like, oh, Wallaby Hotel in fucking like Ultimo or whatever
the
it is.
Wallaby Hotel.
And you're just like, remember that place?
Not really, but the name rings a bell.
Yeah. Like boring as fuck,
Wallaby
right?
Wallaby Hotel in Ultimo. Why would you go there?
I don't know. We've been there before. We've been there before, I think, for something. Like
don't bring me into this.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Is this when you were drumming in a book tree?
No, this is like this is an RM's like pub.
Wallaby. The Wallaby.
Yeah, it's like in that area. But that's what the game where the Titan Warriors game reminds me of like Candies or La Panic or like even World Bar to an extent. So I'm going out and I'm double dumping a DWZ for 275.
Luke Metcalf started following us on Instagram this week.
Did he?
Yep.
You kept that quiet.
I did. So he's gonna be going in my anytime try scores, halfback for the Waz. And then I'm just double ending it. Testy Pops galore. Just
like
double.
You're a mess lately.
Yeah.
You have four or five a day.
Dude, after the wedding a couple of weeks ago, when was it? Last week? The week before. Isn't it? Well, it's always after I'm being loud and boisterous, right? So I lost my voice there.
You'd be getting four or five a day every day for the last 6 months.
Mate, well, definitely not 6 months since the wedding.
Lost your voice at the wedding.
Yeah, well, like the wedding and then the next day, and just, you know, you're loud.
What were you doing screaming?
I'm not screaming. I just talk a lot. If I talk fucking like for
if he
eight,
talks
nine,
for too long, he loses
straight,
his voice. He's allergic to fucking flowers. He gets rashes all the time.
Yeah, but you get indigestion. So, you know, it's just.
You got it the other night.
Yeah, after a huge one. I don't get it every day.
Well,
I don't
fucking
sleep
get it
sitting
huge
up
ones.
Like you, you fucking loser.
After
anyway,
huge one.
Double ender. Metcalf, who followed us on the Instagram, and then David Fifita, purely because I wanted a double ender this game, and I just think that David Fifita is the man. Like, if I'm just picking someone who's got a bit of Val, a bit of semi-Val, and he's big and tough and strong, David Fifita.
Good
so
shape
Metcalf.
For a double-ender as well.
Exactly. It's a great shape. A bit small on one end, huge on the other end. Just so that you can, whatever size
variety.
You're looking for. 735. What's the Lippy doing?
AFB, AKP, DWZ, 1131.
I see what he's doing
there.
Yeah,
same, and I don't mind it.
It's not bad.
It's okay.
I don't mind it for the pure reason of why he's doing it.
Yeah. Just a constitution. I'm all about a bet having a constitution. Yeah,
looks like a goddamn alphabet bet.
It's a pretty good bet.
Like, it's an alphabet.
The props are scoring against the Titans as well.
It's a good bet. It's hyphen, a good hyphen bet.
Good bet. Let's move on. Panthers Storm, tough game to tip. Obviously, you just pick a winner, and that's not that tough. But, you know, like, generally speaking, it feels like it's tough to find some real good semi-val. Panthers $1.36, Storm $3.15. 9.5 is the line, and 39.5 is the total points. Rando.
Take a deep breath before you start, buddy.
All right, here we go. So it's going to be dry in Penrith. The Storm, obviously, coming off a big win last week. Their opponent this round is definitely a different beast.
He feels
Panthers
calmer.
Have won their last.
We took a deep breath.
Took a deep breath. Yeah.
It feels good here.
Thank you.
Good start.
Now I've lost my way. The Panthers, they have won their last 7 home games, and they haven't conceded 20 or more points at home in their last 15 games. The Storm, they haven't scored 20-plus points against Penrith in their last 4 head-to-head games. So I do like the Panthers to be the only team to score 20-plus. That's paying $1.91, better than the line odds if you're scared of that -9.5. For try scorers, got to go the right edge here for the Panthers. Bizza has scored in 6 of his last 7 games when Nathan Cleary is playing, including a try in each of Cleary's last 2 games upon his return. On the opposite side of the field, the Storm have conceded more tries to right wingers than any other position this year, including a try to the right winger in 3 of their last 4 games. So Bizza and Penrith to be the only team to score 20 plus is my best for this.
Okay.
Not bad.
I am just adding in one, like, I hate my bet for this game, but I just struggled. You know what I mean? I struggled to fucking know what I was going to do. I've got Penrith to win. Yeah, it's not exciting. It's nothing, but it's just, I'm just chucking it in for the sake of it. Then I got Critter, Hosking, and To'o I'm adding in now. Anytime. You're going to probably get like $2.50 for that, but it is $10.73. It's as good as you're going to get in this game. That's what I reckon.
Yeah, this game doesn't get me hard from a betting perspective. It just doesn't. I mean, the game should be interesting enough, but from a punting perspective, it's not turning me on. I'm soft right now. I'm going to try and prime myself up, try and get a nut off.
Get some blood into it?
Try to get some blood
into
it.
What are you going to do?
I'm trying to get some blood.
Are you going to get blood into it?
Well, I'm trying to blood this thing up with the thought of potentially a good old-fashioned humping.
Yeah,
now, right. Panthers 13-plus is where I start. I think Melbourne Storm really high on their fucking own supply after beating the Eels last week. And we tipped Panthers, I know we did, but we having seen the game, things have changed.
Yeah.
Having seen the game, they were fucking pathetic. Panthers are just too fucking good. So strong defensively. And if they can keep the Storm quiet, they're going to pile on the points because you can't stop them. 13-plus. Critter, because he missed out last week. And Liam Martin, I know he hasn't scored a shitload of NRL regular season game tries this year, but I'm just a big fan of his work.
Did he score on the weekend?
Yeah, he did.
Good. And he's a country boy. And if I'm going to have a fucking romp, then I'm going to bring another country boy along with me. Try to get some blood into this thing. 11:39. It won't happen. This bet will not come off.
Yep.
We can all be sure of that. But at least I had a crack. Folding stuff.
No, I get it, dude.
Folding
this
stuff.
This is the game. Yeah. It's that game.
And I've got a bet just to fit, like, it's a textbook bet. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the bets we come up with are like, you know, you can't teach in a textbook. But this bet you can. It's a Penrith game versus Storm. Under 39.5, Critter, 4.75. Boring bet, textbook bet. Didn't come up with myself, but going to be enjoying the post-celebration of a hacker major anyway, so I don't even give a shit. You know what I mean?
Who came up with the bet?
It's a textbook, dude.
There's
a textbook, is it?
Like a boring textbook. I'm saying when we bet on stuff, normally it's like we come up with good stuff you can't teach in a textbook, the style of bets.
Yes.
But this bet is a textbook bet, is in the sense that it's a boring bet, not a textbook as in classic.
Okay. Right, okay, well, I've got a textbook bet next.
All right.
If that's what that means.
Yep.
Sure. And then what's the lippy doing?
Um, Panthers -9.5. Crichton, Toto, first, second, or third, $9.03. They're all boring, these bets. They're really boring.
Yeah, dude. This is what happens when you're the Panthers. Like, the Panthers winning the comp again this year is just going to be such a boring end.
There should be
an
app out there where these type of bets can go into a thing and you can look at the bet slip scroll as you're going to bed. You know what I mean? Just send you to sleep kind of stuff.
I thought you were saying you could put a bet in and it could make it sexier.
No. This is
make my bet sexy.
Yeah.
Bring sexy back. Sexy filter on this bet.
Yeah.
That's actually better.
Because all our bets need a sexy filter.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what would have done it. Like last year, a kickow in there could sexy it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Now there's no kickow around.
Man, and the odds, I mean, you start looking at the two or more try score odds, and listen, it's just the value for fucking two or more at the moment is disgusting.
The way of the world.
It's the way of the goddamn world. We move on. We press on. Cowboys v. the Broncos at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. The Cowboys of losing to the Titans fame, rando. 225, the Broncos $1.65. The line, 4 points. Over under 43.5 points. Give us some stats that are not pro Cowboys.
Well, I'll start with the pro Cowboys stats. They are holding on to a great home record at the moment. They have won 8 of their 10 games in Townsville this year. Also won their last 2 against the Broncos at the venue. However, that's where the good news ends for the Cowboys, because the Broncos, they haven't feared travelling at all, winning 5 of their last 6 games on the road. They've also won their last 3 games by 13-plus points, so they are in big form. The Cowboys obviously going down to the Titans last weekend, and without Nanai or Holmes, it might be a stretch too far for them. But I still like a try scorer. With Holmes out, it brings in Felty back into the side. He goes to that right wing. Semi Valame goes to left centre. And the Cowboys, they've had great success down that right edge, with the winger scoring in 8 of their last 9 games. The Bronx left side defence is their weakest and have conceded the second most tries to right wingers. Felty, he'll be picking up where he left off. He has scored 6 tries in his last 4 games and 7 tries in his last 7 games against the Broncos.
Okay. I started daydreaming again. Eddie, what are you doing? And I testy popped.
Cute. Listen, the Cowboys have had a nice run. Obviously, last week was whimper stuff against the Titans, like really beater stuff from the Cowboys. The Broncos are hot this year. They just are. They're a hot footy side full of really hot fucking players, and they're just turning up and playing scintillating stuff. Now, 4 points seems like madness to me. It just does. A 4-point line seems like utter fucking madness. Val Holmes not playing, a couple others for the Cowboys. I'm going to gobble that up. I'm also going to gobble up the overs at 43.5 points. The Cowboys know how to score them, but so do the fucking Broncos. Wouldn't be surprised if they put 40 on you hopeless cunts.
Okay.
No offense.
Okay, that's not what
325, I'm triple staking it. Broncos -4 overs. Textbook bet.
It is. It's sort of I get what you're trying to do there. It seems like there's much more room and opportunity for juice in that bet, and it's kind of like a pussy textbook bet. Like, it's cool, whatever, but I don't love it. Sebo, what are you doing? No disrespect, by the way.
I'm just going one guy.
It hurts. Look, hurts. I'm confident though, because what happens is, if you fucking start putting in try scorers, then the other side of the fucking field scores. It happens every week in humpings. You never hit. You never hit in humpings.
People get
and
distracted
you
by
you
humpings.
Don't.
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah.
You never hit in humpings. The Panthers humped the other weekend. And we didn't hit shit.
I hit in a Cowboys humping a couple of weeks ago, just so everyone knows.
What'd you hit?
It's like a $30 fucking win.
Who'd they hump?
Tigers.
Yeah, no, you, go, one, you guys, except
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't.
Chad Townsend.
Chatty T.
But I'm talking about, if you look at absolute guaranteed humpings this year, let's say there's 10 of them, we've hit one or two, max.
Yeah, 100%. And then the odds shrink in and you add 4 try scorers. Yeah. And then
$1.15 to score 3 tries. Yeah. Like, no thanks, brah.
Yeah, humpings aren't as good to bet on in terms of value.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, Sebo.
But I don't know if this is going to be like a full-on like humping, pumping, whatever we came up with the other day. Like, I think Broncos will win, sure. But I'm just going Reece Walsh, because I'm in a rut, right? in terms of a punting rut. Like, I haven't got a win last week. So I just want a hot boy to bring me out of that. $2.90. So let's just call it $3, basically.
No, we'll call it $2.90.
Call it basically $3.
We'll call it $2.90. That'll be the end. We'll fucking, that's the end of it.
It's basically $2.30.
Basically $3.
We'll call it $2.90. Mic's getting pulled down, bro. What?
I'll add a Ned's boost on it. Thank you very much.
Well, that doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't fucking count to this thing. If it did,
I promise you right now, you wouldn't boost from 2.9 to 3.
No, it's a waste of a boost. It's a real waste of a boost.
But look, I just need a Reece Walsh. I just need a Reece Walsh to go over 2.90, basically $3.
It's short. I'd take him at 3s.
But look, just a hot boy to get me back into action, because to be honest, I'm not that confident about my bets prior to this one. But this one, I'm like, Reece, I'm just putting all my trust in you. You're the hottest guy in the NRL in both form and looks wise, and arguably the hottest team. Like, yeah, Penrith are probably more favourites, but Broncos are hotter. So that's where I'm at. And this might be a little fucking catalyst to see me home in the last few rounds.
Yeah, $2.90 bet's really going to change your season. I am glad I'm not going near a hot boy, obviously. Like, Reece Walsh and me, I've tried and I've failed. But what I am doing, me and Herbie now fucking know how to wrangle the Stags, right? Like, we've been there, we've done it. And so, like, it's still hunting season as far as I see it. There's no reason to fucking pack everything up. Basically, the only thing I think now is I'm fucking better at wrangling than I've ever been before. So I like the Broncos to win 13+. Oh. Herbie's going to score. And I'm going Stags 2 or more because Val Holmes out. Val Holmes suspended. So I'm pretty sure that Staggy boy going to be up against some random cunt in the centres. Could be a Beers Never Brendan Elliott. It could be putting Sammy Valame and then bring Felty back to wing. I don't give a shit.
It could be
26-06, baby.
I think you've overplayed your hand here.
We'll see.
That wouldn't be the first time he's ever played.
No, it wouldn't, dude. It's a bit of an Oliver Twist with a bit more. I'm a fat Oliver Twist already. Like, he was already full, and he's like, give me more.
It's that Gloop guy.
Augustus. Stuck in the fucking chocolate river or whatever it is. And what's our, you know, Will Ferrell obsessed Lippy Dribbler doing?
Overs, drink, Haas, in brackets, water. Shout out to grown-ups.
I didn't know what that meant, so I just put it in there in case water was...
You know. I have no idea. Yeah. Grown-ups, not an Adam Sandler movie I've wasted my time with. No offense. I grew up in an era where they were much better.
I'm not surprised that this bloke's second favourite movie is Grown Ups. After the movie that has his name in it.
But also, like, the political Will Ferrell movie that wasn't even that good. You know what
the
I mean?
The one as that no one saw.
As far as Will Ferrell movies
I think
go,
I watched it once, but maybe on like a cam pirated DVD.
Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. He's over the hill.
Who, Will Ferrell?
In terms of, like, all his best movies were a while ago.
Listen, maybe his best movies aren't in front of him. Maybe they aren't. But I'm not prepared to knock Will, but I am prepared to knock this guy for picking two of the shittest movies you could be leaning on.
Will Ferrell is, like, the same way Adam Sandler, obviously peak, you know, your Gilmores, your Big Daddies. And then now he pops up with Aniston doing some, like, fun movies, but they're nowhere near his classic.
Yeah, but he does some serious stuff. He does some serious stuff.
Yeah, he's not over the hill, Adam Sandler. That fucking Uncut Gems was something else. Yeah. That was hectic. Oh, yeah. I think Will Ferrell's actually in a movie coming out now. He's in Barbie. There you go. Thank you, Dave. But also, like, Strays. It's about, like, stray dogs, but it's like an R-rated movie where, like, the dogs all are voiced. That's what an ad for it.
They will fuck each other.
I don't know if they fuck each other.
They must with an R-rating.
Well, I think they could just swear. Yeah, they don't have to necessarily doggy style on each other. You guarantee they will, though. They'll fuck. They'd have to fuck.
If for an R-rating, they'd have to be doggy in there.
Would you have to see, like, canine penetration?
You can't show penetration with R. I think that's X.
Even for pooches?
Pooches might be different, but I think that was always the difference between R and, you know, the real stuff was penetration.
Okay, so cool. X was purely for porn, or was there like X moved? I can't remember back in the day.
Well, I think X was D and V sort of stuff,
Or DNA.
Or DNA, A, M, B.
Yeah, it only went up to R, right? Like, in terms of regular
ratings.
Yeah. And so the R-rated hot stuff wasn't that good because there was no D and P or M.
Or A.
But
or
if you're, you know, a young boy and you can get your hands on a wild things, you know what I mean?
H's, M's, A's, B's.
Wild Things is all you need as a 12-year-old. I'll tell you that much. All you need. Let's move on. We've got the Fish up against the Knights in Perth, Optus Stadium. I think there's a double header, actually. We've got the Fish at 3.35. The Knights hit a bit of form, $1.33. Line 9.5, over under 49.5. Rando.
Do like the Knights here. They have won and covered the line in 5 of their last 6 games as the favourite, with their lowest winning margin in that period being 10 points. That covers the line perfectly at minus 9.5. The Dolphins, on the other hand, they've lost and failed to cover the line in 3 of their last 4 games played interstate. For try scorers, really confident in Dom Young. I know he's $1.45, but he is just going to be having a field day against this Finns outfit. 1 in every 3 tries the Finns have conceded have been down their left edge. The Knights are scoring 30% on their right edge. If you really want more value, I'd say the first try scorer or first, second or third try scorer option is definitely worthwhile. Young is the leading first try scorer in the comp, and the Finns have led in the most first tries to right wings.
Wow.
I like that. I like that.
Interesting.
Sebo, what are you thinking here, mate?
I obviously looked up Dommy Young anytime try scorer. And as Rando just said, it was like $1.40. So I'm
$1.46.
Yeah. So I got to double him up. And then that was like $2.70 or something. Something like, I can't remember, but something like that. And I was like, well, that's not worth it.
$2.85 for two or more.
Two or more.
Insanity.
So I thought, well, I've just got to add another double in, make it a double ender, Azarco double. That gets me to $23.30. That's where I'm at, right? Like, I wanted a double, but I couldn't just take one. That's where I'm at.
Mate, I saw the doubles markets in the green room before the game, and this is what inspired this bet. I was furious at just how, like, Dommy Young can be $2.85 for 2 tries. Now, sure, he probably will get him, but fuck me, that's
fucking short.
It's fucking low. So my bet for this game is a real spite bet. It's a double. It's a 2 or more spite bet, and it's fucking, again, the odds would suggest it's not going to happen, but I'm like, give me Jackson Hastings 2 or more at $67. Fuck it. If it comes off, I'm the greatest punter of all time. And I'm just not going to do a Dommy Young for $2.85. Fucking whatever it is. I just can't do it. $67 is where it's at this week, punters and dribblers. Hastings 2 or more.
I like your Hastings in there, Tom. There's something in the air about Hastings. Now, yesterday I was at the gym with a mate, Knights fan, and he was saying, fuck, Knights going pretty well. Gamble and Hastings playing great rugby league football. You wouldn't want to have a beer with them.
Went to the gym, did you?
Fucking oath, I did. Cut as shit now, punters and dribblers. Cut as shit. I was driving in today listening to Matty Johns talking to Cooper Cronk, and they're talking rugby league football. They're talking X's and O's, okay? They're unpacking the halves as they see them. What does Matty Johns say? Exactly the same fucking thing. Geez, Hastings and Gamble are going fucking well. Geez, I can play rugby league football. You wouldn't want to have a beer with them. But they can play footy. Fuck it. I want to have a beer with these two cunts because it's almost inspiring me. You telling me not to have a beer with people makes me want to have a fucking beer with them. So I'm going to go and test the market, see what they're like. Hastings and Gamble together, $34.61.
It'll be a tough drink, but I do like it.
They do complement each other, both kind of bash brothery.
Listen, it might be a tough drink, but if I come out of it $34.61 up, it's a drink worth having.
Yeah. I'm with you. I always, when they were doing the Kalen Ponga experiment, I was like, oh, I kind of fucking like Gamble. Gamble's a cunt. And I mean that in the most respectful way possible, right? Not as a person necessarily, but just as a footballer. You're like, when you're playing against him and you see Gamble getting in your team's face, you're like, fuck, I hate that cunt.
Especially when your team's kind of shit and struggling. It's like, just get in the guys who will, you know, they're mongrels.
But it's what's the genius of it, right, is that the two cunts almost cancel each other out, right?
Yeah.
If you got one cunt, it unsettles things.
Upsets the apple cart?
Correct. It's unbalanced, punters and dribblers. But you've got full on yin and yang here.
Yeah. Well, yin and yang are opposites, so I don't know if that is.
I know what you're saying.
You've got yin and yang.
Two yings.
Or two yangs, depending on your preference.
So two negatives make a positive.
Yeah.
Think about it that way.
A cunt for a cunt makes the whole world a cunt.
We're a cunt for a cunt makes the world go round.
Yeah. I've always said that. Sebo, you've already gone.
Yep.
What is our Cam Brady, Cam fucking whatever his name is doing? Respectfully, of course.
Cam Brady sounds like the sort of guy who celebrates when Brady wins fucking comps.
I was going to say, he's a big NFL fan, even though, you know.
Don't you reckon? Like, I get that vibe.
Yeah.
Knights -9.5, KP, Dommy 2 +$7.85.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised. You told me also, I'd guarantee. I guarantee this guy has gone to a party dressed as Cam Brady.
Tom Brady.
The Will Ferrell Cam Brady.
Yeah. Either or either. Just a prediction.
Just a prediction for nothing. Let's move on. Bunny Sharks, Optus Stadium, the second game in the Saturday night doubleheader. $1.25 for the Rabbitohs. The Sharks, a disgusting embarrassment to their club and to their area. They are paying $4. 12.5 points is the line, and the over-under is 49.5. Rando, what's up?
It's 6th versus 7th, but with the odds you've mentioned, you wouldn't believe it. But I do like that 12.5 line, considering that the Rabbitohs have failed to cover the line in their last 5 games as favourite. And in the last 11 head-to-head meetings between these two, the Rabbitohs have only won 13-plus once. So Sharks plus 12.5, I don't mind it at all. For try scorers, you got to keep picking out right edge attackers against the Sharks, as they have conceded, scored 7 tries in their last 3 games. Campbell Graham is the perfect man to take here. He has scored in 4 of his 5 games against the Sharks, including a double earlier this season. And he also leads the try scoring tally for the Bunnies down that right edge.
Beautiful. I love that, Rando. I've got Cambo 2+. So that gets me hot and horny. And then I've just got a Trell and a Cody because I want to juice this thing. I want to juice it. I think there's money to be made here. The Sharks are disgusting. They're even worse, particularly on their left side. So Cambo gets 2. And I don't mind if Trell pops up on the on that side as well and goes over. And then Cody just doing it. You know what I mean?
Doing what?
30-94.
This is – I know what you're doing now. Your plan is very obvious. It's been to basically sit around 58 units and see if you can win from there. It's bold. Certainly bold. It's fucking soft as butter, but it's bold.
I'm just trying to win, dude. I'm trying to win. That's what I'm trying to do. Sorry for trying to win. Sorry, guys. Just trying to win here. Just a fucking Wrangler trying to win.
I've got Tane Milne 2+, $6. That's that.
Yeah.
Playing on the right. We know about the Sharks on the left. It just makes sense. And you know what you get for AJ on the other side? About $2, right? So I'm taking Tane on the side where Sharks are shit for $6. That's what I'm doing.
Seb?
I am taking 4 Bunnies try scorers. Even though Rando gave some stats there, they've only won 13-plus once. The Sharks are getting shitter and shitter against top 8 teams each week. And guess what? Until last week, the Rabbitohs weren't even in the 8, but now we're in the 8. So last week, if they versus the Bunnies, maybe it would be like they'd win by or only lose by 12. But now we're here in the top 8, I think we'll pump them or hump them or whatever the biggest one of them is. A humping?
It's a humping.
A humping?
So that's 40-plus.
Okay, maybe I'm confident of the thumping. Yeah, I'm very confident of the thumping. And so I'm taking, look, AJ's going over. He goes over every week. Trell. Trell, look, he hasn't scored. He's only been back for 1 game. He didn't score last week. He's due to bag a double at some point.
Well, it's just like he's back into it, you know what I mean? He's getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah, exactly. Cody, you just a vibe player you got to pick up. And Kalamatungi on that right edge. Got to get him there. That's 18-30. It's not much. But look, the Sharks are like a cheerleader.
Not much.
Cheerleader effect, right? Like, the Sharks should be good. But when you just look at them individually, maybe they're not that hot.
You can get hoodwinked by Nico Hines' fucking Stella magazine photo shoot. You know what I mean? Like, you see that, you're like, that guy's so goddamn attractive. Sorry, my pants are ripping apart. But, you know, when you really drill down into it, you're like, is this just – am I thinking with my dick?
When you really drill down into it, the 5 minutes that poor old Nico played in the centres for New South Wales.
Brad Fittler has a lot to answer for. If I'm a Sharks fan,
ever since that singular moment, the Sharks have been going like a
If I'm a Sharks fan,
it's
I'm
not just his fault. No. I'm just saying,
no. It's not on him.
You can literally tie
But
the
imagine
two
this. Imagine you're in year 8 or something, year 9, and you ask a chick out for the first time and she essentially laughs in front of your face and everyone. Next time, like, how much confidence are you going to have going to ask
take
another
you,
chick?
It's going to take you 10 years to come back.
That's essentially what's happened, right?
In front of everyone, 10 years. Dude.
Yeah.
Maybe never again. Like, you may never be able to fucking ask a chick out.
Put it this way. You are not losing your virginity during high school, if that happens.
It's all over.
No.
Yeah.
Unless you pay for it.
Unless it was like at a random country town that no one from your school went, you know, you lost your virginity. Yeah. You have to make up a lie or something.
Yeah,
you know
I fear.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what's happened, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's not maybe. There's no maybe about it. Proof's in the pudding.
The lippy dribbler of obscure Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler movies fame is doing what?
Keanu Nicora, 11:33.
Okay, let's. Not,
that's probably his best one though.
Yeah, sure. You're still putting money on Sharks players to score, and they basically don't. Eels, Dragons, Combank Stadium. Oh, God, it's a bit of a rank game, isn't it? $1.16 for the Eels and $5.40 for the Dragons. The line is 15.5. The over under 47.5. Rando, anything to make this game interesting?
First of all, it will be wet during the game. 70% chance of rain, 1 to 5 millimetres expected. The Eels obviously should bounce back here against the woeful Dragon side. Dylan Brown, a huge boost for them. They have won 6 of their last 7 games at CommBank, and 5 of their last 6 wins against the Red V have been by 13 plus points. So Eels 13 plus should be in, and you put in that Jack DeBellin has been suspended, and the Dragons, when they lose him in the middle, their defense just goes to shit. They have leaked 30 plus points in their last 3 games without him this year. For try scorers, Clint Gutherson is your man here. The king of CommBank has scored 5 tries in his last 4 at home, and he also has a great record against the Dragons, scoring in each of his last 3 games.
Who was that?
Games. Gutho. Gutho, the king.
Okay. Since I was in the green room putting bets on for this show, I had Will Pennicini 2 or more, and as I said, in this 2 or more market, it's already gone down. It's already gone down. It was $10. And then I've gone back just to see what else is, you know, doing the rounds, and it's now $9.75. So you know what, dude? Like, I'm not fucking doing Will Pennicini at $9.75. So, Eddie, I'm just going to throw it over to you and see what you're doing.
Oh, I'm just going to throw it over to Seb. I'm just looking at something.
Sebo, what are you doing?
I am just, like, this is a joke, but I'm almost just going to have to lean into the joke and just be part of the joke. I'm taking Gutho 2 plus at $4.50. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not fighting it. You know, sometimes you just got to, you can't fight it. You just got to go along with it. Mm. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I was going to follow Rando, but his start to the show's thrown me off. And I can't ignore that sort of form line. I just can't. I was going to throw in Gutho for Bailey Simonson, but I'm just going to stick with Bailey Simonson and throw in a Mitch Moses, $7.12.
Okay, who's the right center for it is Pennicini.
It is Pennicini,
Pennicini. And then the winger is it Lemma?
It's going to be Sean Russell, I believe.
Okay, well Manly beat the fuck out of the Dragons down our right side, so I'm just going to go. If you just give me a second here,
go Pennicini 2 plus.
Pennicini isn't a bad bet. It was my.
I'm going to go Pennicini 2 plus, and then I'm going to throw in Sean Russell anytime at $1.65, which is absolutely awful. You know what? This is my new bet, guys. Just wait for it here. Just wait for it. Sean Russell 2 plus at $3.75. That's really good. And then I'm going to go Will Pennicini 2 plus. You're going to get $48.19 for that.
Awful.
That's terrible.
Awful. Awful. Ooh, you can take the side off as well, just for everyone that...
Or if you want to shoot pure.
Yeah. What's the...
Overs, Gutho, Pennicini, D. Brown, who returns, 17:28.
Boo.
Boo. Boo. Boo. Final game of the round, Raiders, Tigers.
That's it, Eddie. Thank you so much. We've got the Raiders, the Tigers in Canberra. $1.28 for the Raiders, $3.70 for the Tigers. The line is 11.5 points, over under 46.5 points. Rando?
The Raiders, they have won their last 6 games against the Tigers. And the Tigers, well, they've lost their last 8 games on the trot. The line is a bit iffy for me, but I do like going back to that niche market bet of one team scoring 20-plus points only, and that is the Canberra Raiders when you consider the Tigers have failed to score over 20 points in their last 8 games, and the Raiders have scored 20-plus points in 5 of their last 6 games. For try scorers, Tigers left edge absolutely shot, whilst the Rabbits didn't benefit from it last week. I think the Raiders will, and Matt Tomoko, he's breaking tackles left, right and centre. I think he's good value there. I think he's around $2.60, $2.70.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sebo?
Look, I put this bet on about, I don't know, an hour ago, and I forgot about putting it on. I only reminded myself what it was here. I've got Huddy Young, Tomoko, Nofo, $10.74. I can't lie and try to pretend I've got a constitution behind this bet. I really don't. That's just a bit of punting fatigue setting in right there. But maybe that's, you know, maybe that will work. Sometimes it's when you're not thinking about stuff, it comes off.
I understand punting fatigue. Because to be honest with you, I did the same thing. And I would argue that I also have punting fatigue when I look at my bet. 11.5, I don't mind. The Tigers haven't really been humped all that often this year. Teams seem to fall to their standards. And the Raiders don't like winning by big. So I like Tigers plus 11.5. And then I've just gone a Huddy and a Junior Tupo because I was talked out of a Junior Tupo by Rando a couple of weeks ago and I fucking haven't forgot it. So you put all those three together and you get $15.12.
Nice, mate.
Yeah, really nice.
Nice, really mate. Listen, I look at this game and I felt nothing. I feel nothing. The only thing that stands out to me was when Tom said Canberra, and then I thought, where's Canberra? Well, it's in the ACT, the nation's capital. So I've got an ACT bet. That's basically what I'm doing for this game. That's all it deserves, an ACT bet. Albert, Charlie, Staines, and then no one's name starts with T, so I had to pick Tarpon A, like in terms of first names.
Right.
28-34.
That's the worst acronym bet I've heard, but yeah, maybe that works.
Sure you don't want to chuck in? Sure you don't want to chuck in Timoko?
Timoko, Tupo, fucking actual try scorer.
Someone who's good at scoring.
No, Tarpon A scores.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. What's that paying?
28-34, mate.
He's not even paying much.
That's under.
For that. What is the Lippy? Just fuck this game. What's the Lippy doing?
Tigers over 7.5 first half points. Hopper 2 plus 986.
Awful. All right. That is the round of rugby league. We get on to Rando's hot boys and his bet of the week, all of which are guaranteed to not come off. And then we'll get into our unit scoopers in 10 to 10,000.
Still refreshing the score of that Finns-Dogs game. Can't believe the best bet didn't go off there. This round, I've gone with a tougher game here, the Panthers and the Storm. I really do like the Panthers to score 20-plus points only. They haven't conceded 20 or more points at home in their last 15 games, and the Storm haven't scored 20-plus points against Penrith in their last 4 games. You chuck in Bizzle with that because he scored in 6 of his last 7 games when Nathan Cleary is playing, and the Storm have conceded the most tries to right wingers out of any other position on the field. Bizza, Penrith to score 20-plus points only. That's 293 for your best bet. We get to the Hot Boys, which was just as woeful. AKP, the only player scoring out of the 4, so I've chucked him back into it. He's a loyal Hot Boy. He'll do well. He scored 18 tries in 18 games. Warriors have been leaking the majority of their tries down their right edge. Then Felty, he's back on the field and he's back in the Hot Boys list. The Cowboys right winger has scored in 8 of the last 9 games. Felty has scored 6 tries in his last 4. Then we got Cambo Graham, Sharks leaking 7 tries in the last 3 games down their left edge. Cambo has scored in 4 of his last 5 games against the Sharks, including a double earlier this season. And to finish, the King, Clint Gufferson, great record against the Dragons, scored in each of his last 3 games against them. Even better record at Combank. He has scored 5 tries in his last 4 games at home. AKP, Felty, Stretch, Guffo, $16.89. Fire it. Oh, geez. Well, that didn't bode well. The delayed shot.
I was covering up the speaker.
It's terrible.
I was covering up. Listen, that's probably all you deserve, but I was covering up the speaker.
It's okay.
We go to our unit scoopers or 10 to 10,000s first. Let me get unit scoopers. No disrespect to the 10 to 10,000. Obviously love it. Sebo, what are you doing?
I'm just going 3 fullbacks. I tried to like play around with stuff and I was like, okay, I'll add that. And it was like, I had like 6 try scorers. Most of them wingers, sure, and it was like $8. So I've just gone 3 fullbacks to get to $12. Got Trell, Ponga, and Chanzi.
Yep.
I needed a constitution. I just came up with an easy one, right? Mm. All the same position, you know?
Yeah, I've done a fullback bet before. Didn't work for me, but I probably had like 8 fullbacks as opposed to 3. Edward?
I've got the Seagulls plus 3.5, obviously. Broncos minus 4. Panthers minus 9.5. Knights minus 9.5. 13.58.
Okay.
Not bad.
Notice my trigger finger as well. You never meant to keep your finger on the trigger.
Oh, really?
No, you meant to have it there, and then when you're ready to engage a stag...
Yeah.
Finger off the trigger. Engage. engage. I've got a smoothie bet this week. It's big, it's bold, and very unlikely to happen. Jason Saab, Sean Johnson, Dylan Edwards, Selwyn Cobbo, Kalen Ponga, Latrell Mitchell, Clint Gutson, Jack Whiten. Now that I read it out, it actually is probably very likely. $650 and 18 cents.
Pretty good.
Nice, buddy.
Now, our 10 Lippy, to 10,000.
Lippy, Roosters v. Manly, overs, Garrick, Cowboys v. Broncos, overs, Arthurs, Eels v. Dragons, overs, and Madison. All right, what would you... If I'd said to you, let's say 3 years ago, right, when we'd first become mates, we'd just met for the first time, and I said to you, oi, if you give me $10, I'll give you back $10,000. You would think I'm a fucking genie, wouldn't you?
I think you're a genie.
You think I'm a magic man.
Or I think you're a Voldemort. Yeah.
You think I'm Voldemort, or you think I'm a fucking genie?
Sounds like you're giving a pyramid scheme speech.
Now, that's the thing. It sounds like a pyramid scheme speech, or it sounds like a Ponzi scheme, right? That's what it sounds like. And that's hoodwinked many good, honest, hardworking Australians in the past. And I feel for you. I do. But I'm not about that life. No. I'm no charlatan.
No.
Okay? This is math at its very, very best. If you start with $10, punters and dribblers, and all you do, literally, is pick about $2 fucking legs, and you get 10 of them in a row, which is nothing, right? That's nothing. Just 10 of them. Very fucking simple. Count to 10. Doesn't take long. That's it. You will get $10,000. And between the four of us, maybe we'll think about maybe paying Rando, but the three of us definitely get at least $2,500. We could get up to $3,333 repeater, pending on Rando.
Yeah.
We don't know about him. But all we need to do, right, is pick one fucking measly bet each. Like, so easy. Just one thing that definitely happens. We do that 10 times in a row. And all of a sudden, I'm not a charlatan. I'm a fucking genius. And you're glad you met me.
Yep.
That's the pump-up speech we needed.
I love it. I'm back on the 10 to 10,000.
Yes, dude.
Yep.
Yes.
And look, now I've got the energy. I'm going Tupou on Thursday night because did he score a few last week? Or now he's like the top Roosters try scorer or something. That's going to give the guy who's usually quite humble a bit of motivation. And it's a hard game to pick, so I'm going to go the guy who's probably going to pick one out of the air and just put it down and get us off to a good start.
Sure.
Is Bradman Best attacking, is that a good side for him to be on this weekend, Rando?
Yeah, absolutely. You got the Dolphins right edge. Well, both edges of the Dolphins are just leaking tries left, right, and center.
Love that. Bradman Best, $2.15.
Lovely. Who is Saturday?
Oh, you Friday?
On Saturday.
I'm Friday, so skip me. So, well, I'm not getting any stake in this anyway. Khan Pereira, I'm taking him. Loyal
the only
one
under $2. Thanks for nothing, mate. You will definitely not be getting paid. $1.83 for Carney P. I've got Jordan Rapiner for the Raiders, $2.25. Don't know whether he scored on the weekend.
He did.
So good. Yeah. He's going to go back-to-back.
Playing at fullback this week as well.
And at fullback. You love to hear that. That's the end of the show. You love to hear that as well. Shout out to Neds for all their support. Love fucking Neds. If you can have a pun, do it responsibly. Jump into the Neds app and join the About Even group. The secret passcode is Dribbler if you want to be a part of it. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.